Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. Congratulations are in order to my radio colleague, Brian Roush, inducted into the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame, I believe, is it late April next year or May? But congratulations are in order. Way to go.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, and I'm not sure what I ever did to deserve this honor, but I certainly appreciate the thought process behind it. Looking forward to the banquet, and I guess all I can say is between you and I, you know, we go out and we do our job on a regular basis, do it to the best of our ability, and when we get these accolades, we're both the type guys, I think, that are a little embarrassed and you know, kind of thinking, why me? But I certainly think it's awesome. And look forward to participating in what should be a great event.
The reason you got it is because you do local radio like a boss up there. That's why you got it. And you told me off the air, 25 years of doing it. So you started in about 1993. I asked you off the air in Oshkegon again. Do you remember the first game you ever broadcast?
And I do not. I'm not exactly sure. That first kind of season's a blur. I remember my first regional, which was a tightly contested one over at Newman with Newman and Morrison and Milledgeville and Mount Carroll, and it was just you know, night after night, great game after great game. I remember that vividly, but I don't really remember. It might have been a turkey tournament game here in Savannah. That is the time that I did my first game.
So you probably remember the hospitality report at the game.
That's probably what stands out. Yeah, I remember the soup and the sandwiches.
Yeah, now you were a graduate, so what? You went to the Harvard of the Midwest, right? Northern Illinois? No, I went to the Harvard of the Midwest, SIU Edwardsville. So you came out of school there. But what did you think that you learned, you know, on the job that you didn't learn in school, if you know what I mean?
I think there was a lot of things that you really didn't learn in school, and I think the interpersonal relationships and how to, like, you know, professionally approach people and interact was kind of one of them, because I think you always kind of thought when you were in school, it's like, okay, we're just here because we're students, and then when you're kind of peers with, you know, other media personnel, and you just had to kind of, you know, adjust that on the fly. And maybe just some of the other, like, standards and, you know, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. I mean, because, you know, when you get into small market radio, you interact with the coaches and the fans and the players and officials, and you have to kind of, you know, get along with them, even though there's some days you'd like to ask those hard-hitting you know, CNN, Fox News type questions. You can't do that.
Well, and I think you brought up the equation there of who you have to interact with. And I think one of the important lessons I learned early is, you know, when you say officials, you know, I think understanding the rules of the game, whatever sport you're calling, is pretty important. And I really didn't learn that, I think, until I got in this job. And you know, it's one thing to call a game and you can sit at home and think you know everything when you watch the NFL and you watch college basketball or whatever. But just understanding and comprehending the rules and the rules changes each year make you a far better broadcaster, I think.
Oh, I would agree. And I think you also have to kind of put yourself in their shoes. There are men and women that have day jobs that have probably, you know, driven quite a ways to officiate here. And so I am very careful not to be critical. And so oftentimes I see people yelling and screaming and, oh, it was such a poorly officiated game. And I walk away going, well, I thought it was well done. I didn't see too many calls that were botched. I saw some calls that maybe went against one team or the other, but were, you know, legitimate calls. And I think that's the one thing you kind of get, you know, after a few years, you're like, oh, okay, we're all kind of in this together. And it's like with you and I and our two radio stations, that's another thing I kind of learned is, hey, we're trying to do the same job. We're not competing. If you get out to a site and somebody has some equipment failure or they need some help, you help them out because you're all in, you know, you're all in the same job. You're trying to get that broadcast back to your fans. And I learned that, too. And sometimes you learn the hard way that you need to prepare for the worst out there. And for a while, I used to joke that my car was like a Radio Shack. I had every, you know, backup piece of equipment
yeah,
imaginable. And I'd make, you know, multiple trips to that car saying, oh boy, we got to go get this because this isn't working tonight.
Yeah, get that pair of pliers. And I'm not lessening the educational experience in all this of going to college and learning the trade, but there are just certain things that you learn on the job that you can't learn, in the classroom. And then I think too, from my standpoint, when I first got into this too, that you know, as you mentioned, you need to learn from people in the industry, whatever they are. And then you almost need a guidance. You need some guidance, even if you're 25 years into the business, and you need a mentor or you need somebody that you can rely on. You can't go in this profession and try to do it alone. I mean, that you need some help along the way.
Yeah, you have all your fellow staff members who do a lot of the work, whether it's, you know, selling the ads or engineering the games or helping you get travel arrangements put together. And you talk about mentors, and I'm sure that you've had them. But, you know, I came in here and we had, you know, three veteran broadcasters, and I learned a lot from each one of them. And I think that was very important. And I also learned kind of, this is going to sound kind of funny, but I learned from two of them, contrasting styles. The one would go out to a gym and he'd do his job and not know anyone's name or who to talk to, and the other would go out and everybody knew him and he knew everybody. And I said to myself, I'm going to be that guy that when I walk in a gym, people know who I am. I don't want them to treat me any differently or anything like that. I'm not saying that, but just, you know, hey, on a friendly basis to walk in and say, hey, I know all the people sitting at the scoring table. I know all the coaches and all the officials, because for two reasons. I think that's good for the station's reputation. It's also good to make it a social event. You're doing a job, but if you're out there kind of enjoying yourself, it doesn't seem that, you know, that much like work.
Yeah, that's the way to approach it. Again, Brian Roush being inducted into the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame next spring. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.